And we are back, folks. Host John Martin's bringing you more spotlight in the Lowcountry.
Probably mess that up at the end, but oh well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a good story about the oysters. Yeah, I couldn't wait to go to my first oyster roast, right? Come down here, and they had an oyster roast, and I thought, man, okay, we're going to try them. I didn't know anything about oysters. My mom told me at one time, she said, you know, when you eat the oysters, you're eating the butt, too. I'm like, thanks, Mom. I really didn't need to know that. But so we go to this oyster roast, right, and I'm trying to crack these things open. I'm bleeding. You know, I poke myself in the hand a couple times, and I'm trying to crack them open, and I'm seeing this lady across from the table. She's wearing the gloves, and her oyster knife was monogrammed with gold letters. I'm like, she's a professional here. So I walked over and said, listen, man, I'm having a little trouble here. I don't know anything about oyster roast, how you get these things open. And she showed me right there. She said, see that little crevice right there, that little spot? You put that in there and twist it, and pops right open. I'm like, well, the rest is history. But nobody showed me, and I didn't know. You know, I was ready to take a ball peen hammer to it and get in there. Yeah. So I like the oysters, and I fit that into a song there. And I do like the oysters. I've had good ones. I've had bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
I never had boiled peanuts till I moved to the South. I've had good ones. I've had bad ones.
And that's a difference. Right?
Now, the pickled eggs, I always loved them. I've seen those in the grocery store a couple mm-hmm. times. I like a good beet pickled juiced egg. Oh, yeah. No problem there.
Now, the boiled peanuts, a lot of people come down, especially from up north and all, and they're accustomed to parched peanuts and not boiled.
They're what?
So, parched, I guess.
Yeah.
And I used to laugh at them because they look at it and then they taste it and spit it out.
Some of them taste like mush, mud.
Yep.
And then they got the Cajun flavor, and I'm like, I'm not going to eat that shell. You don't eat the shell.
No.
You might chew on it a little bit, but you know, I'm not going to swallow that. Something bad might happen.
So, what's your take on grits?
You know, I'm not a fan. Sorry. I asked the guy I worked with one time, my boss, when I worked out here. I worked in the lumber mill for a long time. And I said, do they grow on a tree? Do you get them in a can? What? You know, he didn't take that very kindly. And I thought, I knew nothing about grits. But now it's something like, kind of like oatmeal, we call it where it came from. It's a little bit different. But I'm not a big fan. I won't order it. I'll eat it, but I won't order it. Shrimp and grits, it's a big thing. Waffles and chicken.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Who thought of that?
That's a good idea.
Well, I like waffles and chicken, but I never thought about putting them together. But I'd try it. You know, we don't have it up there. I'm a meat and potato guy.
I went out to Iowa, and they had corn everywhere and no grits. I couldn't understand that until I saw that the pigs and hogs, I mean, that's what happened to the corn, that, and
corn country.
And that's, corn stuff, yeah. But
that's where I came from. Corn country, worked on a farm, grew up on a farm. Worked on a dairy farm, cattle farm. We had a garden that was well over an acre, and, you know, growing up, I don't ever remember going to the grocery store. We had everything we needed. Mom would take, preserve everything, paraffin. She'd had a little cellar, and she'd make homemade wine. But we had everything we needed. Had a big freezer. Yeah, every now and then we'd butcher cows, fatten up pig or something. I'll run a few chicken necks. I know how to do that.
Yeah, me too.
That's always a treat, eh?
Yeah.
That's where the Tim, like a chicken with his head cut off, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a neat little song. I heard this the other day. It's one I didn't write. I wish I wrote. But you don't hear it out there very often. And it was wrote by a fellow named Patrick Davis. And he's from Camden, South Carolina. And right now he's touring. I'm not a Facebook friend with him yet, but I'm following him. We've communicated. When he comes in the area, I'm going to make sure to go see him. I would suggest everybody go see him. His name's Patrick Davis. And he wrote a song that here recently the State House of South Carolina adopted it as the state song. It's the South Carolina state song. And I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
Let me try. I've rambled all around this world, seen the northern lights. I have drank with kings and queens, senoritas of the night. I've been lost up in Alaska, letting Ohio. When the good Lord comes to call me, I'll tell you where I'll go. Take me back to Carolina when I die. Take me back. Texas plains, and I've watched the palm trees sway above the angels in LA. But there's nothing like the crescent moon peeking through the pines. Take me back to Carolina when I die. Take me back to Carolina when I die. Take me back. Isn't that a cool song? Patrick Davis.
I like your playing style.
I'm not very good at the finger picking. I'm working on that.
Much better than I am.
That's a work in progress. Yeah, I try. I've always been a flat picker, bluegrass person, flat picker, you know, just a strummer. But I guess he uses finger picks or thumb picks, and every time I try to use a finger pick, it gets caught in the strings, and I'm thinking, I'll just do it without it. But no, that's a pretty nice little tune. I like that. And it's kind of morbid, you know, when I die, but there's a lot of songs about death. But that's the Carolina State song. Look it up. Situation, I thought, and I wanted to just leave town. Nothing, right now, but nothing, no criminal activity, nothing like that. But I wanted to change the scenery, change the place, and you know, I was waiting on some money. I withdrew some money out of an account, and I thought, you know, as soon as I get this check, I got enough to get going somewhere. It's kind of like you get out, move, travel around, see the country. And the name of the song is 12 Minutes to Midnight. And I wrote, actually, I told myself at midnight, I'm gone. I thought, why not? It's a good time to go. Midnight. But nothing good happens after midnight. So I wrote 12 Minutes to Midnight. I thought that kind of had a nice little ring to it. 12 Midnight.
Can't see the tree line, but the fire's going down. Darkness can't be too far behind. Soon the witching hour will lay down on me again. No more troubles, I'm sure to find. You know, the devil's willing to wait. You ought to know, I ain't coming back. I think the man upstairs has something else for me in mind. After midnight, it's all gonna pass. Cause I'm leaving you in for good. Pack my guitar. Don't try to stop me, cause I think I know what's right. It's almost 12 minutes to midnight. Younger years I've spent trying to climb a barbed wire fence. Thought I'd find my fortune by now. Tears have all died. When I had you on my mind, take a good look at what you're missing now. She can't understand what it's like for a random man. There's no moss growing under my boots. I've been walking a country mile, trying to smile. Rocking my shoe, and it's you. So I'm leaving you and for good. Pack my guitar, like I should. Don't try to stop me, cause I think I know what's right. And it's almost 12 minutes to midnight. And it's almost midnight. The notes that I play see me through another day, but your memory will fade away in time. You know what you've done, and now it's my turn to have fun. After midnight, I'm gonna fly. Cause I'm leaving you and for good. Pack my guitar, love like I should. Don't try to stop me, cause I think I know what's right. And it's almost 12 minutes to midnight. And it's almost 12 minutes to midnight.
Like that.
12 Minutes to Midnight.
Now what?
I wrote that.
What, Yonja, would you put your songs in?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, maybe Americana.
Good call.
I hear country. I hear a lot of different.
Country, folk, Americana. Yeah. I don't really like labels too much, you know, and we're not going to get into politics, but, you know, I don't like being labeled into a certain group. Mm-hmm. Like, say, my influence, I like rock and roll. I like to listen to Ozzy, you know. Yeah. I was listening to Chris Stapleton on the way here, and my dad was one of the biggest Hank Williams fans that ever lived. So, you know, I'm all over the map when it comes to, you know, the variety of music. I'll listen to anything. Doesn't mean I'm going to try to learn it or go out and buy a CD or something, but I'll listen to it. I've listened to Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff. You know, I've listened to some weird music that most people would be, you know, I thought, well, you know, let's not forget, they thought Elvis was the devil. They wouldn't even show him from the waist down.
You know?
It was the ruin of our youth. Elvis, yeah, I mean, come on. So I try to stay open-minded when it comes to different styles.
Do you play gigs like restaurants and things? Or?
Sorry?
Do you play gigs like restaurants and things? Or?
I don't know, as much as I used to. You know, I used to travel around and play some stuff. I've played as far south of Savannah. I've been up to Columbia and played a couple times. You know, I played Myrtle Beach. I played Edso. I had a couple gigs out there. And, you know, it was okay. It was nice to get my songs out. But, you know, the late nights, loading in, loading out, getting everything set up. And I remember I played one time down on Edso Beach. And it was probably about this time of year, maybe a little later. And the no-see-ums, oh my goodness, they ate me alive. And then you get that stuff on your hands, you get on your guitar, and it was a disaster. And I thought, you know, I got to be better prepared. But anymore, I've got a couple of residencies at an assisted living groups that I enjoy that. They're a good audience. So, you know, yeah, I bring a little bit of fun to them.
Right.
Most of them's in their wheelchairs, but I don't care. They're very responsive, and I enjoy doing that. I get as much out of it as they do, and they're hearing live music.
That's right.
I do that on an every month basis.
One thing now, if you're playing a lot of places at night now, is the deer population has gotten so big in South Carolina that you stand a chance of one taking you out.
You know, I mean, I could play for a long time. I don't know how long this show's going to go on here, how long you want me to be here, but I got a bunch more. What do you say, one more?
Go ahead and do at least two more.
This is one of my favorite songs I play. I really like that. Again, it's a personal experience. I talked about growing up up north, and I call it my home. That's where I was raised. But 750 miles, no, I'll take it back. It's 700 miles from here to my house, or my old place up north. And 350 miles is Knoxville. You hit Knoxville, you're halfway there. And, you know, of course, coming down, you're going downhill, so it ain't so bad. I've drove it all the way through several times. If you deadhead it, stop for gas and snack breaks or whatever, and just keep moving, 13 hours. Mm-hmm. It's a 13-hour trip. I've done it before. I used to have a little hot rod, and it took me, I did it in less than 10 hours. Figure that out. 700 miles, and I did it less than 10 hours. And that's stopping to get gas. I'm cracking. I mean, it was a little race car.
And that's not stopping for any blue lights then.
No. Oh, I was going down. I mean, I was both hands on the wheel. And, yeah, I was ready to go. But it's called Blacktop. And it's kind of a unique song, kind of a bluegrassy song. It's a, I'm tuned into a D. I got the top E strings, D. That sounds out of tune. There it is. Thank you.
That's a good time. Have you ever collaborated with another writer?
No.
Well, I agree with you.
Come on, what did I do here? Did I turn it off? I'll tell you why. I would be open to it. But it had to be really good chemistry, you know. I mean, if I get any bad vibes, I just want to quit. You know, I'm pretty straightforward, and that's why I don't play music with too many people, you know, or you're not going to see me on stage with too many people, because they may not know what I'm playing. I can play just about anything most people play, but they don't know my songs, and maybe I'm a perfectionist, whatever. But No, and I wouldn't mind trying that, a round table, or try to come up with some songs, some ideas. Kind of dark, I guess, but you know, now, I use minor chords a lot, A minors and E minors and all that stuff.
You find that thunderstorms are different here than out in the Midwest.
Say again?
You find that thunderstorms here are different than out in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More, yeah.
I know. I've seen some.
They just had some major flooding and stuff back in my hometown. Yeah. Southeast Indiana, Connersville, Cambridge City, Laurel. That's where I grew up. I mean, there were people wiped out. But as far as the storms over there with the radar, you can see it coming through. There's no pop-up storms. You can see it. I mean, it comes from the west and heading east. If a storm's coming from the east heading west, you better take some cover. But, you know, you can see it on the radar. You can see it in the skies. You know, you can hear it on the radio. I mean, if it's coming out of Illinois, you know it's heading our way. Get a lot of tornadoes up there. Been fortunate. Didn't have no hurricanes. Get tornadoes, they'll get you.
I saw a couple of lightning storms. I saw a couple of lightning storms in Nebraska, and it was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, you know, like branches on a tree, yes. Incredible. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But anyway, you know, I got some more songs. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, do another one.
Do another one? One more.
And do one more.
Okay, let me think of what I can play here. You know, I play covers as well, but I'm kind of selective on my covers. I like all the cover songs I do. I like to do number one hits. But no. And this gets a lot of good reaction from people. It's a good song. Wrote by a fellow named Steve Goodman. You ever heard of Steve Goodman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's been done by a lot of people. But it's one of my favorite songs to play, only because I've been playing it for a long, long time. And we'll close with this one. Riding on the city of New Orleans, the Illinois Central Monday morning rail, 15 cars.
And it still reels.
That's a good rendition.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming out and
my pleasure.
Thank sharing you, your talent on WBFF.
Well, I appreciate getting out here. Music, much like you, it's a huge part of my life. You know, it's been with me for a long time, and it'll be with me until I can't do much of anything else. But I enjoy playing. We need to get together and play some music. I do have that, talked about that viola. I need some work down there, at least tune it up. I'll get it. I should have brought it with me. I wasn't thinking of it. But, I'd like to thank you, Dave, Jonathan, everybody involved here for having me. Had a good time.
Thank you.
No problem. You the man.
That's a wrap for this edition of Spotlight in the Low Country. Thanks for listening to the sounds that rise from our soil, our streets, and our stories. Stay tuned for the next episode with John, where the music speaks for itself. This is WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the truth in broadcasting corporation.